Now on the KSRO live line is Tennis Wick. He is with Rebuilding and Permitting. And of course he is. He's with the Resilience Permit Center. And Tennis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
So as citizens, we're feeling pretty good right now because as we drive around Sonoma County and in some of the hardest hit locations, we see, you know, one completed home. We see framework. We see progress, really tangible progress.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I think it's really good for our psyche, frankly, even if we're not directly involved in it. So it got me to wondering about the permit process. We were
sure.
Surprised to see how slow it began in Sonoma County and wondering where we're at now and what kind of summer fall can we look forward to?
Sure. Well, let's take a moment to reward ourselves with what we have done. Let's remember we've restored 100,000 acres of wildland to protect the environment, protect our water source,
yeah,
the Russian River. We've cleared debris from 5,300 sites. And as you mentioned in the permitting, we have approximately 10% of the homes permitted and under construction. So in 8 months, that's pretty damn good. When you think about James Lee Witt, the former FEMA administrator, coming out after the fire and telling us maybe in 2 years you'll have the debris removal done.
Yeah, that's amazing. So,
and it wasn't just the government. That was It was the community writ large.
Well, yeah, and James Witt was a very colorful guy, and you know, he had seen all sorts of it. I remember it distinctly, him saying very early on, "I've seen, you know, hurricanes. I've seen so many other natural disasters, but I've never seen anything like this." So you're right. We do need to mark our place in recovery. And what's next for us? I mean, how busy is it going to get in Sonoma County with regard to
ramping up
contractors and big trucks and, you know, all of that stuff? The first sounds we were thrilled about. I hope we retain that excitement about the 100th or 500th truck.
Yeah, so you know, I was only on the drive up this morning. It was just around daybreak, and you don't have the army of debris removal dump trucks going up and down the highway anymore.
No,
that's a good thing. That means that part of the work is done, and now what I'm seeing are more of the contractors' trucks, and that correlates very well with what I'm hearing from my friends in the Engineering Contractors Association with John Bly, or the Builders Exchange with Keith Woods. And what we're experiencing in the resiliency permit centers in the county and with my friend David Gewin in the city. And that is we're going from the single sites to now the group development projects where, you know, groups of 5, 10, 20 or more people are using the same builder.
Yes.
So this morning we had another group of about 5 more people in the Mark West Estates moving through the permit process. They'll be under construction. No, they've been chomping at the bit, so they'll probably be going tomorrow.
That's very good news.
Yeah, so the biggest constraints that we're seeing, people have, I got to say too, if you had to look for good things that come out of a disaster, we have a generation of clients now who are probably the best informed.
That's true. I'm sure that's true.
They've gotten through the insurance claim process. They've gotten through the design process, the permitting, and, you know, we started all the community meetings. I'm, after this interview, heading off to another one. It started with raw emotion, and then it went to a million questions, and then it went to targeted questions, and now we have people getting into the nuances of the building permit, building code process, which makes us smile because it's nice to have clients who know what they're doing.
Oh, I'm sure.
Before they actually start construction.
I'm sure it shortens up the process of the entire thing. So
we're moving people through in about an average of about 3 business days.
And what about commercial reconstruction, Tennis? Because, you know, I've heard from some of the business owners who lost their businesses in the fires. And, of course, it's a trickier situation and process for them. And do you see much movement in that arena?
Well, we are fortunate in the unincorporated area that over which our permit Sonoma has a jurisdiction. tragically, places like Willie's Wine Bar were destroyed.
Yeah.
And Cricklewood, we expect Cricklewood to come in tomorrow. They're going to be on a fast track through our larger permit center. So it'll be nice to have them under construction.
Absolutely.
Ed Nessinger is the contractor, and I know, texting with him last night, I know he's anxious to get his permits and get underway. It's a little more complicated with commercial properties because the insurance was typically held by the lessee, not by the lessor, which just made the whole claims process and reconstruction cost estimate process and who's going to pay for what a lot more complicated than when you had a homeowner that was entirely responsible for their property.
And you cover the unincorporated areas, as you said, right, too. And I'm wondering about progress in the Glen Ellen Sonoma Valley area. I know I see it in my neighborhood in Kenwood that reconstruction has begun. What about those areas?
So, and folks, you can go to permitsonoma.org. And click on performance in our toolbar on the left, and you can see a map of where reconstruction is occurring. You can see the permit progress happening in real time. And if you look on that map, you'll see that there's a greater concentration in the Tubbs Fire area than there is in the Nuns Fire, but it's starting to catch up. And that's simply a function of debris removal happening, generally speaking, first in the Tubbs area and then proceeding south through the Nuns. So the wave of permitting and construction will follow that same trend.
Yeah, so a wave, it feels like a wave to you at this stage of the game?
Yeah, it does. It does. I'm just looking out. So we have our resiliency permit center is actually in some construction trailers right outside my office window here. And I can literally see a steady string of customers going from one trailer to the next as they get their plans approved.
That is very good news. Yeah. And, it brings up, it's just so multifaceted, this whole thing. And as we, we saw it as the debris trucks came through, and I know we'll see it as the construction vehicles come through and the rebuilding process too. There are going to be issues with some of our infrastructure as a result of the activity and those heavy vehicles, being such a presence.
No, and our roads weren't necessarily in the greatest of shape. They were getting a lot better, but they're going to be suffering some damage from all this construction. So people, we're all going to have to bear with it.
Yeah.
And I think I put it in perspective. Imagine being one of those Fountain Grove homeowners who's going through all the trials and tribulations of rebuilding, and then what's the thing that gets sprung on them next? The benzene contamination.
Yes, indeed.
So my doctor lost his house up there, and I've seen him go in the course of a couple of months from, I don't know if we're going to rebuild, to definitely rebuild, enjoying the fact that he's going to be able to have water at his house on a permanent basis, and get underway in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it does feel like slap after slap after major
slap.
You
never know. And I'll tell you, one thing that I hope we all hang on to is that relationships really, really count. I was working emergency operations and was on the phone with friends in the construction industry that I've known for decades before emergency operations period ended, and we knew that we're going to be heading into a monumental construction process.
Right.
It's continued that same way. It's the conventional way of business meetings and protracted processes is pretty much gone. Everything's on cell phones and text and moving things quickly and at all hours of the day. And, we've got to balance that with having to last through a long recovery period, but we've got to maintain that energy too, because that's what's allowed us to do some pretty extraordinary things.
Energy, I think, and support, continuing support for those going through this process.
Yeah.
It's a long one. Tennis, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate the update, and we will check in with you again soon.
So I have to ask, though, Pat, before I go.
Yeah.
So, San Marin girl, right?
Yes.
Yeah, thought so.
I went to San Marin High,
So, San Rafael grad here. We always enjoyed track and field at San Marin, where the girls were just cuter than Novato High. Just saying.
Okay, you're on my good side. That is Tennis Wick from the Resilience Permit Center.